Today's message is on prayer.
今天我要讲的信息是祷告。
The Bible is full of teaching about praying.
圣经上有很多的章节讲到怎样的祷告。
And nobody knows how much we pray at home when we're alone.
我们也不知道我们每个人独处的时候你有多少的祷告。
Only God knows.
只有神知道。
But James, the brother of Jesus, wrote in his letter a lot about prayer in the last chapter.
但耶稣的肉身的弟兄雅各在他所写的雅各书中间，有在最后的章节中讲了很多有关祷告的事情。
So I think what he says would come from the Lord as well because he grew up with Jesus at home.
所讲的这些祷告的话应该是从神来的。雅各他是耶稣肉身的弟兄，他和耶稣是一起长大的。
And today the one thing I hope we remember is it takes a lot of patience to pray.
今天我让大家能够记得一件事情，就是我们在祷告的时候要有很多的耐心。
Because James talks about how we don't get what we want because we don't ask.
雅各在这里教导，讲了，如果我们祷告的时候，如果我们没有问他，没有知道怎样求问，问神要东西的时候，我们就不能得到神所给的。
But it doesn't mean that everything we ask for we will get.
但同样也是说，我们如果向神求告东西的话，我们是所有的求告都能达到应允。So
it's really important to know that a big part of prayer is being patient and waiting for God.
所以我们很重要的一件事情，就是在祷告的时候，我们要有足够的耐心，来等待神的应允。My
difficulty with patience is because I don't know how long before God will grant my prayer.
我所面临的问题就是我不知道我祷告以后要等多久神才能够应允我的愿望。Just
think if you ask God for something and he says, I'll give it to you next Monday, then you don't have to be patient, you just wait till Monday.
就想象如果你向神求一件事情，神说下礼拜一我就应允你的祷告了，所以那时候你就不需要有耐心，因为这是很快就达到了。
If you know when something is going to happen, it wouldn't take as much patience.
如果你知道有些事情马上就要发生的话，就谈不上是要有耐心。
So I begin with the last verse from today's passage. In verse 13, James says, Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray.
我今天要讲的是从雅各书这个五章十三节，就是这雅各书差不多结尾的时候，就是你们怎样祷告。
This is a simple idea.
这个主意就是很简单。
When faced with trouble, we should pray.
当我们有烦恼、有困难的时候，我们应该祷告的。
But the trouble is sometimes we only pray when we have trouble.
那这个我们有一个往往有个很大的问题，我们只有在有问题的时候才祷告。
This doesn't say we should take control of the situation.
这并不是说我们要有对这个事情上要有个掌控。
It only says pray.
他在这里所说的，雅各书所说的就是祷告。
It doesn't say if you pray you will get it immediately.
但是雅各书这里并没有说，如果你祷告，你是不是你就马上能够得到应允。
It doesn't say if you are suffering, pray, and then you won't suffer.
他这里也是说，如果你有受苦的时候，你一祷告你就不受苦了。他没有这样说。
If it was that easy, everyone in the world would be a Christian.
Yeah, 如果是这么简单的话，每个人都知道，哎呀，做基督徒太简单了。
Does this mean that we don't do anything except pray?
但是这有没有在这里说我们什么也不做，那只是祷告呢？
Not necessarily.
也不是这样子的。
What it means is that we surrender the problem to God and then let him be in control.
这个正确的答案就是我们把我们的问题呈现到神的面前，然后让神来掌控这件事情。
In other words, I think the very important part about prayer is to have peace.
很重要的一部分就是在我们祷告中，我们要有平安。
So that even if you don't get what you pray for, you still have peace.
即使你没有达到，你没有拿到神，你祷告的要求的东西，你仍旧有心里有平安。
Because no one knows what's going to happen tomorrow.
因为没有人知道明天会发生什么事情。
And sometimes that makes us worry.
有时候我们很担心。
But it's no use because we are not in control.
但是你担心是没有用的，因为我们并不掌控这个事情。
Joseph is a great example of patience and prayer.
约瑟就是一个很好的例子，他有祷告，也是很有耐心。
When he was young, he was too outspoken for his own good.
当他年幼的时候，他在那里就是有心里有什么话，他就把它说出来。
Even his family didn't like him.
是就是因为这样的话，他的家庭的成员也不喜欢他。
Because he saw so many visions, had so many dreams, he thought he was great.
约瑟在小时候，他看了那么多的异象，有那么多的还有做梦，他就是觉得，哎呀，他是太伟大的一个人了。
God gave Joseph many dreams, but it took more than 25 years for those dreams to come true.
神给了约瑟很多的梦，但是这个梦你知道什么时候应验吗？是25年以后。
Getting the dream doesn't mean that he has a good life. He had to wait a long, long time before he saw those dreams come true.
约瑟在那里做梦，但是这个做梦并不代表什么事情，但是 他那个梦要等很久很久的时间才实现。
A long time ago, I was at the dentist to have my wisdom teeth removed.
很久以前我有一次去看我的牙医，那时候我有一个长了一个智齿，我要把这个智齿拿掉。
If you go to the dentist and you don't have insurance, you suffer two kinds of pain.
如果你去看牙医，如果你又没有保险的话，你就会有两种痛苦。
Yeah, pain in your mouth and pain in your wallet.
对呀，一个痛苦就是你的嘴巴，一个痛苦就是你的皮夹子。
So I asked the dentist, how much is it going to cost me?
我那时候问这个牙医，我要花多少钱才能把这个牙拿掉呢？
He says because it's impacted, it'll cost about $500.
那个牙医说，因为这个牙它会影响其他的牙，所以它这个要花500块。
So I said, why is it so expensive?
我问他为什么这么贵啊？
How long will it take?
要大约有多久才能把这个牙齿拿掉呢？
He says that the most 1 hour.
他说最多花一个小时能够把这个牙拔掉。
So I said, that's a lot of money for 1 hour's work.
我那个时候说，我一个小时的工要花500块，那是很多钱了，你要赚很多。
He says, if you like, I can do it slowly.
那个我的那牙医说，如果你不愿，你如果你觉得不舒服不情愿的话，我可以慢慢的做啊，多花点时间呢。
No, I don't want you to do it slowly.
我就跟他说，我不要你这花了很多的时间来把这个一颗牙拔掉。
Before I went, Tricia knew that I was anxious.
当我还没有认识翠霞的时候，我
No, before I went, she knew I was anxious.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.当我在没有去牙医之前，我的太太翠霞知道我那个时候很焦虑，要去拔牙。
But she told me something that I still remember, and it helped me a lot.
Yeah, 但是她告诉我一些事情，我现在仍旧记得。
She says, "No matter how painful, it will end."
Yeah, 她告诉我一句话，不管是多痛苦的事情，这个痛苦的事情总有个结束。
So you see, when you know something is going to end.You can handle it better.
Yeah, 所以你知道，如果你知道有件事情早晚会结束的话，你就会可以应付这件事情。
But most of the time, we don't know when something's going to end. That's why it takes patience.
Yeah, 但是有时候有些事情我们不知道这件事情什么时候结束，所以那个时候就需要有耐心。
That's why it makes it so hard to endure any kind of suffering because you don't know if it's going to end.
Yeah, 我们很多时候。我们很难忍受这个痛苦，因为我们不知道这个痛苦什么时候结束。
Isaiah said this, For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel will stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
是啊，以赛亚书有这样子的话语，46章，因为我是神，并无别神。我是神，再没有能比我的。我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
That's the difference between us and God. He knows from beginning to end. He knows from end to beginning. He sees all of it all at once.
是。这就是神和我们的区别，因为他知道从起初到结束的事情，从开头到结尾的事情。
How could we even ask you to trust God? This is the reason, because he sees the whole picture.
我们为什么要 跟大家说我们要信靠神呢，因为这里就是一个答案，就是神知道整个的一幅大的图画。
Another verse in the Old Testament from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, Yet God has made everything beautiful for